soldiers to win battles. There is no love lost between Mugabe and the rest of us. His rigidity split the company into old crew and NAR factions. Mugabe envisions the Black Company as an ages-old holy crusade. Us old crew guys see it as a big, unhappy family, trying to survive in a world that really is out to get us. The debate would be much more bitter were Shadow Spinner not around to snap up the mantle of bigger common enemy. Many of Mugabe's own people are less than thrilled with the way his mind is working these days. Something Croker harped about from the moment he first set quill to paper is what might be called matters of form. It is not good form to bicker with your superiors, however wrong they may be, and however one-sided their determination of their superiority is. I try to maintain good form. Croker quickly elevated Mugabe to third in the company, after himself and Lady, because of his exceptional talents. But that did not automatically entitle Mugabe to assume command if Croker and Lady were gone. New captains were supposed to be elected. In a situation like the one here in Dejigore, the custom is to poll the soldiers to see if they think an immediate election is necessary. If they think the old captain has become mad, senile, dead, incompetent, or otherwise in need of permanent replacement, then an election will be held. I cannot recall any instance in the annals when the senior candidate was rejected by the soldiers. But if an election were held today, a precedent might be set. In a secret ballot, even many of the NAR might declare no confidence in Mugabe. There will be no vote while we are besieged. I will oppose any effort to hold one. Mugabe may be mad, and I may not be able to go along with him in areas he considers religious, but only he has the will to control thousands of skittish Taglian legionnaires while keeping the Jaikuri in line. If he should fall, his assistant Sindawe would step up, then Ochiba, and only then, maybe, if I can't hide fast enough, me. Soldiers and civilians both fear Mugabe more than they respect him after all this time besieged. And that troubles me. The annals demonstrate, over and over, that fear is the most fertile soil for treachery. Chapter 11. Mugabe holds staff conferences in the Citadel. There is a war room there, once the toy of the sorceress Storm Shadow. Mugabe considers meeting there a great concession to the distances us underlings must hike. He does not like leaving his own part of the action. For that reason, I could count on this being short. He was polite enough. Though it was a strained courtesy, obvious to all, he said, "I received your message. It was not entirely clear." I garbled it intentionally. I didn't want the messenger telling everybody on his way to see you. "It is not good news, then, I assume." He spoke